The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
This is Bernie Edwards, and I love the Mickey Miles Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles Podcast. From 5K fun runs to full marathons, this is the podcast that helps you learn everything you need to know about running Disney races. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 306 of the Mickey Miles Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa from the WDW Today Podcast.
Things are already falling apart.
And with me on the show, as always, is my co-host, Michelle Scribner-McLean. Hello, Michelle.
Hello, Michael. And congratulations.
On?
Well, what did you do yesterday?
Oh, yeah, I ran...
Did a long run.
A little bit more than 10K, because all of a sudden I'm on a fast track for half marathon level training, because someone talked me into signing up for a marathon in about
a marathon or
a half marathon in about 4 weeks.
But we're full disclosure, you're doing one in 5 weeks anyway.
Yeah, so now I'm doing two, and I'm doing one in on October 3rd,
yeah,
we will be running the Newfoundland Lake or the
New Hampshire
half marathon, mm-hmm, which is about 100 miles from here north.
Mm-hmm.
And that should be interesting because it should be really beautiful.
Mm.
The following week, we're doing the BAA half marathon. That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
And then about a month from there, we're doing Wine and Dine.
Cool thing about both of those races is we're running with a lot of friends, too.
Yeah.
All right. And before we talk to our other friend who's with us today, I want to give a shout out to a few people who posted yesterday on the podcast that they were doing running or training. Tom Kreider and Chad Werick, who are both Mickey Milers, they ran. Suzanne Warduch and France Martineau all ran yesterday, this weekend. So shout out to them and keep going.
Also, would like to once again give a shout out to Joe Kalinske, who,
mm-hmm,
is probably somewhere around about 130 to 150 miles short of Anaheim, and Joe
is.
I think
I saw him on Google Maps.
Yeah,
you can see him running.
You can see him right from the sky.
Mm-hmm.
And so, good luck, Joe. He's doing well. He's running smart, and I'm really looking forward to hearing his story when he finishes.
And his pit crew, Robin, too.
And his pit crew, Robin. Yes, we should invite Robin on the show too, because she's been working hard. Really, really hard.
We ready? This is an exciting show.
Yeah,
not that every
show
isn't exciting.
No, you know, the podcasting environment is a family environment, and we always get together, and we have a very special opportunity to help a relaunching of a very, very much loved podcast that I know that I've always listened to when I was running, and Michelle has, and so we are pleased as punch. Because we get to say, we have on our show today the new host of the Marathon Show.
How do you say it?
The Marathon Show!
With?
Eddie McCoy. Eddie, welcome to the show.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on. Excited to be the new host of the Marathon Show. Don't know that I can bring the exact excitement that Joe Terracani does, but you know what? I'll give it a shot.
So, Eddie, before we get into a little bit of the background here, and we probably should just review how this came about, I want to know if you have an opening as exciting as Joe's. Are you going to do the same thing? How are you going to introduce the show?
There is no way I can start the show like him.
Come on, Eddie.
I'll have it my own little twist to it, and I'm sure it'll adapt and change as it goes on. I'll try to keep it somewhat upbeat.
I'm looking forward to it. So, why don't we start off by talking about the Marathon Show as it was,
mm-hmm,
and then we'll talk about the Marathon Show version 2.0. So, Eddie, why don't you kind of give our listeners an idea of what the goals of the show were, a little bit about the host, and maybe the history.
Man, you know, it would help. I actually listened to that show. I never did. Maybe it was I'm kidding. It's actually one of the first podcasts, running podcasts, that I picked up when I started running. And one of the very unique things about it is that they really never – Joe did a great job of celebrating the finish line, which is something that he's very passionate about.
So this is the host, Joe Terracani, for people Joe who don't know. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Joe Terracani, and he did a great job of celebrating all those people who are finishing marathons, whether it be their first or their 100th. But the best thing is, it didn't matter what time you crossed that finish line, it mattered just crossing the finish line. And it's basically a celebration of running.
It wasn't just marathons either, was it?
No, it's halves, fulls, 5Ks, 10Ks. You know what? A finish line is a finish line, mm-hmm. and they're all special in their own sort of ways, and especially if they're a first finish line to any distance. So, you know, the spirit of his show was basically to celebrate, make people famous by getting their names, getting their stories out there. And the one thing that he did that drew me into this is that every runner has a story out there. So, you know, it's a good platform to share everybody's stories. And you know what? When somebody's listening to this, you don't know who you can inspire that is trying to get to their first finish line of whatever distance. And the spirit of Joe's show was that, and that's something that I intend to continue on.
Oh, that's terrific. So for people who don't know Joe, he's a very effervescent, outgoing, happy guy. And one of his trademarks was to run these races with a little on-the-air stick and interview people while they were running, before, during, and after. And you would be on the show. So really, really fun.
Yeah, Joe used to run with the and I remember the last couple of times I saw Joe, I would say to him, "Okay, Joe, what's the over and under?" And what that little joke was between us was that how many people are going to say to him, "Are you really recording with that on the air thing?" And it usually was around 75.
Oh, I thought that meant how many people thought that he was a pacer.
Yeah, I was going to say it could go either way, on the air or the pace. Well, I think he gets the pace a little bit more.
Oh, maybe he does. But, I mean, you think about it, and the very first time I saw him running, I said to myself, wow. I mean, it's you know, for a lot of people, it's a struggle just to run that distance. But imagine holding something like that, running the whole way. It's almost like when you see...
And the microphone, too.
Well, and the microphone. But, I mean, when you see... I mean, I've seen people... We've all seen people running with a flag, mm-hmm. or doing all kinds of things. It's just amazing. And so one of the things that was always funny about that was he would interview people, and listening to him run the races was, you know, I don't know if anybody else could ever do that. I mean, Eddie, I don't know if you're planning on doing that, but it's just, it's an amazing, and the one thing that I think about is it's quite a job to edit that and to put it together to actually produce something like that. But one of the things that I remember the most about Joe is that...
And, you know, by the way, he hasn't passed away. We're talking about
No. But, you know, like Eddie said, I think
He's fine. He's well.
Eddie said one of the two things that I'll always remember when I started listening with Joe. Number one, celebrate the finish line, not the finish time. And the other thing he would say, and this is so true, this is probably the most memorable thing that I will remember when Joe was hosting the show. He said, when you cross that finish line, your life will never be the same. Mm-hmm. And Eddie, is that never true words were ever spoke more than that?
No, definitely true words. And it, anybody that's done that understands exactly what he means. And that's a great and inspiring message, especially to those that haven't done it yet. And of course, a lot of us have already done it, but it's always nice to reflect and reminisce, especially when you hear other people telling their stories.
So Eddie, Joe decided a while ago, and before I even ask this question, I just want to say Joe built an amazing community, Facebook presence, just the people who supported the podcast. Some of that was Disney races too. We could talk about that in a little bit. But Joe decided to hang up the microphone about a year ago. Maybe
it's. I think it's been almost 16 months.
Wow! Okay.
Since he last recorded his last show, it's been a good while.
Okay, and people are very sad. People miss that show. Listened while they were training, and I know you're a great supporter of this podcast. Great supporter of the marathon show. You helped Joe out, and so what happened recently?
Well, you mean as far as Joe or about me?
About you and taking over the show.
You know, he had approached me. You know, I'd asked him about just general podcasting, you know, what he was doing, you know, what he was thinking going forward, and, you know, his thoughts on just general podcasting. This has been a while back. And then got into it. Basically, he just got in touch with me and asked me to take it over. And it's very simple. Me and him have a good relationship, first of all. Mm-hmm. It's a relationship where we're friends first, sort of like me and Mike. Very, very close, you know, talk a lot of college football, talk a lot of other things other than just running. So it just, you know, something he wanted. He's been getting a lot of people asking him to continue the show, and right now he didn't have the passion to do it anymore. He you know, he is not running right now. Not saying that he won't. I hope he gets back out there. I think he will eventually, but
it's a lot of work.
it's a lot of work.
It's a labor of love, but it's a lot of work.
It is, and just, you know, sometimes people get a little burnout, and then the other thing is he's spending a lot of time with his family, so, you know, he's doing things that he needs and wants to do for him, and I'm happy for him, and I'm very honored and flattered that he asked me to do it. It was something, when he first asked me, I said, no, can't do it. So it scared me because I know what that show means to so many people, but after talking to some of my friends, they talked me into it, and, you know, I'm just very honored that he came to me and asked me to do it. So I'm excited to see where it goes.
Eddie, have you thought about when you start putting together the shows, if you are going to do any special format? I was just wondering if you could tell the listening audience what they can look forward to when they download and when they start listening to the new Marathon show.
You know, the format, I'm still playing with it completely in my head, but let me put it this way. What you listen to in the past on the format is going to be very similar to what my show will be. Similarly, you know, there will be races that I go to, and I will cover the races I go to. And I will do the interviews. I will get people on the show. There'll be format shows where I'll try to get kind of a round table where we, you know, one of the things Joe had that I liked a lot was he had people, different people on throughout the country at the same time doing like a 2 or 3 person round table where they share their story and go around the table and ask different questions to get different answers, you know, and it's a great way to share stories that way. And then another thing that Joe never backed away from is when there was big issues that people wanted to talk about, he hit them.
Yeah.
Such as when Boston, when the instance there happened, and, you know, so when there's something to talk about, we're going to talk about it. And
I remember, Joe, do you remember when, was it the New York City Marathon about 2 years ago or 3 years ago, they were not going to allow baggage check? And I think Joe was all over that. That was one thing. Joe was very much in tune with what was going around the country, and he was always there ready to bring up a discussion forum on something that affected runners, which was refreshing, because some people just will shy away from that, but he will always be there when there's something to talk about. Eddie, I wanted to ask you, do you think that taking over as host of the Marathon show will impact your running schedule on an annual basis? That is, do you think you'll be doing more races? Do you think you'll be doing different races? How do you see this impacting your running schedule?
As for me, you know, the immediate future is it's not going to impact it all that much. Maybe I do a race here and there more, but not much more. I have a commitment. You know, I do a lot of Disney races. That's not going to change. And mainly because if I don't, that's one race I can get my family to a lot. And that means more, you know, not being away from my family. So I have a young family. I have most people know, some may not. I have two daughters, one age, getting ready to be 10, that's in October, and one 7. So time at home with them is more important than covering 50 races a year. So, plus it costs a lot of money. But with that said, I'm sure I will pick up races here and there that I think will be good for the show. And I may look at it in that aspect. But will I do many more? Not a significant number of more. I will not be doing the people who listen to the show. Joe did a lot of races. I don't know that I'll be doing that many, you know, at least not right now. That's for sure.
So you'll be covering Disney races too, And do you think you'll be out interviewing people while you run? Because one of the things, I mean, you have a reputation for being fast, which is, you know, you could run the Disney races at a significantly faster pace, but you like to have a great time, and your attitude about it is to have fun. So I think that attitude plus the format of the show where Joe interviewed people. I mean, you have people running up to you anyway who know who you are without the little on the air sign. Do you think that's something that you might do? Can people look out for you when they go to Disneyland, for instance?
Yes. I will be picking and choosing races that I go for it, and races that I will back off and run for fun. But, you know, I mean, in run for fun, it may be. You know, you can expect to see me anywhere from an hour and a half to 3.5 hours. It just depends on what weekend on a half marathon where I'm going to be. And this weekend I'll be, out there looking to have a good time, caring, being able to conduct interviews and sort of like what Joe did. It's going to be a little different because, like I said, there will be races that I may have the shirt or whatever, but I'll be flying. So I won't be having anything in my hand. And I'll be doing before and after interviews more so than during the race. So I'll pick and choose.
It's important to you to, you know, to be able to follow your own running training plan and have fun.
Absolutely. That's the main thing. I've got to have races that are for me, and then I'm going to have races that are for fun. And it's how it all fits in my training plan.
Eddie, for your own, enjoyment, for your own purpose, do you have in your mind, number one, what your objective will be for the marathon show, or more importantly, what you want to get out of it?
The main thing I want to get out of it is I want it to be entertaining for everyone to listen to, and also I've said this multiple times already, I want to be able to share stories of other people that when other people are listening to it, it may inspire them to take that next step and get to that finish line, or help them if they're having a down spot, you know, by hearing somebody else's story, get them motivated to go again. And, you know, but the other thing is, maybe I'll make, you know, Joe's famous line was make people famous. You know, my deal is, you know, I'll get your name out there. So
that's great. So what are you most excited about, Eddie, with this new podcast?
Right now is getting the first couple of shows canned and out there, mm-hmm. so I can get the nerves out of the way.
Mm-hmm. So when's that going to be? When is your first launch show?
Hopefully it'll be this first Thursday in September. That's knock on wood. It's, you know, taking over a show versus starting a show is a little bit different. That I'm getting a lot of things transferred over to make, you know, simple things as iTunes feeds and the IT, you know, something's established, is a little bit harder to get transferred over to me wholeheartedly. But it's been going well, and I believe we'll be able to have that first show up this Thursday.
Terrific. And so Joe's show was typically significantly longer than this show, like an hour, hour and a half. Is that what you're shooting for in terms of length?
My ideal show would be anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour, and hopefully not over an hour. I think a good 45 minute to an hour once a week show is entertaining and to a point where it will keep the attention.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I forgot my next question. No. Let me think about it. Oh, you're going to give us a hint of what the first show is going to be? Or the first new show.
Well, this show I'm trying to get out. You know, it's been announced on Facebook. Joe's done that on Facebook, but that show has a stream that's so much bigger than what the Facebook page like is. So this is going to be more of a handoff podcast, more
okay.
so. And then we're going to roll right into it with Disneyland.
Cool.
So
awesome.
Great.
You know, Eddie, you're not a stranger to podcasting. You have had you've hosted a podcast before. And so one of the things that I think that goes through most podcasters' minds before they even start their very first podcast is trying to figure out what they would like to hear if they were listening to their own podcasts. For instance, as we listen to, and I've listened to many running podcasts, there are some that I like and there are some that I don't like. And when you put together a podcast, what you normally do is you say, okay, so if I was a listener, this is what I would like to listen to. This is an element of the show or a component of the show I would like to hear. So in mentioning that to you, I was going to ask you, are there any new elements? And I don't know if we've already asked this question. If we have, I apologize.
Weren't you here?
Yeah, I just wondered, Eddie, is there anything special that you're thinking about that you thought, you know, I'd like to add this little piece or this little bit that I think might really work? Have you thought about anything like that?
The one thing, yes, there's one thing that I will talk about on the show that is a little bit different than what Joe did, and that'll be my training and how it's going. Simply put, you know, training, and also I want to emphasize how important training is to get into that finish line. So that's, you know, there'll always be a update of where I am and how my, you know, how the week's going on the running. So that'll be something a little different that Joe didn't do, but you know, because the one thing good about training is, you know, you go through all the different seasons, and people suffer some weeks, people have great weeks, people have great weather, some then you have bad weather. So basically just sharing, you know, so you can see that how important it is and that how much everybody can suffer just like you.
I like it. Michelle, mm-hmm. Do you like it?
I can't wait. I can't wait to hear it. I can't wait. And I don't usually listen to podcasts when I run, but for Eddie, I'll make an exception. No, I certainly don't listen to ours.
I listened to Joe, and I listened to, I think it was an ultra marathon podcast, and I think there was another one called the Cliff Cast. I think I used to listen to, but I'm looking forward to listening to Eddie, because I can say I know that guy. I know him. I know him from a famous Christmas movie. So. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Eddie, I'm assuming that you're going to have guests on.
Whenever
possible, yep.
Definitely going to have guests. Won't be every week, but there'll definitely be, you know, at least once or twice a month that I hope to have different runners on, and then also some special running-related guests. Sort of like Joe. Joe did a good job having that, and I intend to continue the same thing.
Cool. Well, I can't wait. So, Eddie, we wish you lots of luck, and we know it's going to go really, really well.
Well, I appreciate you guys for having me on. Y'all have always been a huge support to me, and I just really appreciate you taking the time to let me talk about the show.
And I can't think of anybody better to turn the reins over to than Eddie, because one of the things that, Eddie, you said that really makes me want to listen to the show is your focus on getting stories out there. There are a lot of stories of people who do amazing things, who come a long way, and you represent one of those stories. And I think that you recognize how motivational those stories can be. And that's one thing I'm looking forward to. So if you have one of those stories on every show, I'm going to love it. I know that's going to be very hard, but that is one element of the marathon show that I'm really happy that you're going to carry on.
Hard, so. Why, Mike?
Well, it's hard to find people. Number one, it's hard to find those stories, and it's hard to find people who are willing to come on and talk about them. Mm-hmm. When some people struggle, it's very emotional, and they don't want to go back. Mm-hmm. They don't want to talk about it. Others are very, very proud. Mm-hmm. It's finding those people and then finding someone who wants to come on to a national podcast, and that's what Marathon Show is, and tell his or her story. So I'm hoping that Eddie finds those people, and they find him. That's what you want. You want them to find you, Eddie. I think that you never know when someone tells their story, how many people. It's mushrooms. It's that commercial with, well, I forget the name of that commercial. You tell two people and they tell
two
people.
It's a shampoo commercial.
Yeah, it's just so, I mean, I think that's, Eddie, you know, when you talk about stories like that, I think you're providing a service to your listeners, especially that person out there who says, I don't know if I can run. You know, I listen to the show, but I don't know. And then all of a sudden you hear people out there thinking, you know, if this person can do it, I can do it. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Oh, I appreciate it. And that's what I tend to do. And just if you'll allow me 1 second here, one of the reasons it became easy and why stories are so important is I shared my story with Team All Ears on a blog post, and that was just one form of medium. And we had a team member join us the next year. You all know him. He's a good friend to me now, but his name was Joe Weeks. I didn't know him from Adams. And just by sharing my story, he credited me for helping him kickstart his journey to where he's lost 140 pounds and become this phenomenal runner. And you know, it's just the things is the impacts you have on other people's life without ever realizing it. It's just you never know. You just never know. And a lot of times you don't find out till after the fact. And I found out after the fact from Joe, and I got to experience some of his running, such as his first marathon. But, you know, just by sharing my story, I became good friends with somebody like that. You know, if just sharing a story can be that impactful in my life, just imagine what other people can be on other people.
That's great. Well, Eddie, we wish you all the luck in the world, and we hope that you will come back on our show as a guest from time to time.
Yeah, no, I'm too big for y'all now. Of course.
Oh, boy. What are you going to say, Mike?
Eddie, will there be a website that people can go to?
Yes, yes. I'll have it out there. It's the marathonshow.com.
Okay.
That's straightforward. We can remember that. Or is it the Marathon Show?
The Marathon Show.
The Marathon Show.
Yes, it's already up and running. We're in the process of getting it changed over. So it still has an older look, but for much longer.
Cool.
Well, I'm looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
Something I can listen to when I'm running rather than listening to this podcast, because I listen to it when we record and I listen to it when I produce it, and I don't want to listen to it when we run.
To music.
And you listen to
music. I'll listen to Eddie.
So I'm listening to the musical talents of Eddie McCoy and the Marathon Show. So again, Eddie.
Oh, Lord, you'll pick up your pace just running away from me.
So for Eddie McCoy, the host of the Marathon Show, we wish him the best of luck. And for Michelle Scribner-McLean, this is Mike Scopa saying we'll see you on the road. Hi, everyone. This is Mike. For a few months now, Michelle and I have talked a lot about the Mickey Mouse podcast. We're always trying to we're trying to plan ahead. We're trying to plan what kind of shows to do, what kind of shows we think you would like. We're trying to think about what guests you would like to hear. We also talk about what races we're going to be doing, what kind of events and meet and greets we could hold. But we even talked about possibly discontinuing the podcast. Podcasting involves a lot of work, a lot of planning, and to really be true to your listeners, you have to be fresh. You have to be timely. And if you're not timely, then your listeners get out of the habit of listening to the podcast. And before you know it, your listenership goes down the drain. We've worked very hard to make sure that we have a podcast show ready for you on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And it's really hard to do, but if we didn't love doing it, we wouldn't do it. So podcasting can become more than a hobby. It can become very time-consuming, and it can become costly. What happens is that as more and more shows are downloaded and your bandwidth increases, so do your costs. Now, this podcast is very fortunate. We have a very wonderful sponsor, MEI and Mouse Fan Travel, and Becky Menken, who a lot of you know, has enabled us to do a lot of special events, breakfasts, and of course dessert parties, and there are a couple of other things that Becky has up her sleeve, and we'll see. The best is yet to come. Now, along the way, the podcast has been operating in the red, and Michelle and I made a very difficult decision and we talked about it for a long time, to open up the podcast for patronage. We recently announced this on our Mickey Miles Team Facebook page, and we've really been overwhelmed at the response, and we cannot express our gratitude to those who have given their support. Now, with all of this, with this support, we're planning to take the podcast to new heights. But as those developments are still in the making, it's a little premature right now to tell everybody, but I'm sure everyone will really be excited when we reveal what's going to be happening. Now, getting back to the patronage, you know, we thought that if we were going to request support, the only way we would do that would be if we offered something back in thanks for the support. So here's what we've decided to do. For a pledge of $1 a month, patrons will receive early invitation to dessert parties and special events and special drawings. For a pledge of $5 a month, you will get what the $1 a month patrons get, but you'll also be eligible for premium content, or maybe one or two special shows a month that we'll do that will not be available to the general public. Now, for a pledge of $10, of course, $10 a month, everything that the $5 a month patrons get and the $1 a month patrons who get will be included, but you'll also be invited to a special monthly Google Hangout that Michelle and I have been thinking about doing for a long time. We will be hosting that Google Hangout, and we'll be doing that on a monthly basis. So again, we wanted to give back. We wanted to offer something in return for the support. If you would like to join the listeners who have signed on as patrons, please go to the mickeymiles.podbean.com site and click on the green Become a Patron button in the upper right-hand corner. Again, we don't take patronage lightly, and we are so grateful to those who have elected to generously support us that we're planning to do a lot of things with the podcast in the future. In the coming weeks and months, we will be discussing a lot of things that we'll be doing at the Run Disney race weekends we'll be attending. And, of course, we have planned a special show coming up that we'll be talking about our Mickey Miles Dream Cruise in January and what will be in store for everyone who will be going. Now, beyond that, we're also excited about something else that we're planning regarding the podcast. And when the time is right, we will reveal that. And I would say that sometime in the next several months. But again, all of this is in response to the way you have received the podcast and how much we appreciate your listenership. You know, this podcast has done so much. It's gone so much more than Michelle and I could have ever dreamed. It has spawned a community and a listenership that is just amazing. And this community has also helped us all to, you know, become fit together. We enjoy each other's company. And we're also helping give kids the world. So, you know, we want to thank you for your support and for your listening. And we will see you on the road. Thanks for listening, everybody.
The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast. The Mickey Miles Podcast is not affiliated with, authorized, or endorsed by, or in any way officially connected with Run Disney, the Walt Disney Company, Disney Enterprises, Inc., or any of their affiliates. We hope you enjoyed listening. Our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/MickeyMilesPodcast, where you can give us your comments and feedback on the show. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/MickeyMilesPod. And if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com. We'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles Podcast, this is Rick Gray saying until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the road.